Larry Kramer was one of the very first activists fighting for people with AIDS back when the disease didn't even have a name. Kramer witnessed thousands of gay men die in the early 1980s before the government took action to stop HIV spread. He died in Manhattan today at the age of 84. The cause was pneumonia. Larry Kramer was one of the great provocateurs of the late 20th century, and some of the language in our remembrance reflects that. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Larry Kramer was a high-profile, high-volume, one-man crusade against AIDS.
And I am going to go out screaming so rudely that you will hear this coarse, crude voice of mine in your nightmares. You are going to die, and you are going to die very, very soon, unless you get up off your tushies and fight back.
That's Kramer addressing other gay men in the documentary Positive. But he wasn't always what his friends called a message queen. Before that, he was an up-and-coming writer with an Oscar-nominated screenplay.
I was in the film industry. I was on my way to making a great deal of money. I was not a gay man first by any manner of means until I became involved in fighting AIDS and because someone close to me died. And suddenly, I was no longer the white man from Yale. I was a faggot without a name.
Faggots was the name of Kramer's first novel, written a few years before AIDS destroyed his world. The controversial satire became a bestseller, although some bookstores, including a gay bookstore, refused to carry it. In a 1992 interview with WHYY's Fresh Air, Kramer remembered seeing one of the first newspaper stories in 1981 about a so-called gay cancer.
My mind went back to incidences over the preceding couple of years where I had had friends who were mysteriously ill. Lovers carrying their lovers around literally in their arms from doctor to doctor, from hospital to hospital, begging for, have you heard of anything that this could remotely resemble?
In 1982, with five friends, Larry Kramer co-founded Gay Men's Health Crisis, for many years the largest provider of services to people with AIDS. Kramer became furious with the slow response of the medical establishment and the government as AIDS deaths skyrocketed. In 1983, he published an essay taking gay men to task for what he saw as their shame and denial.
I'm sick of closeted gays. Every gay man who is unable to come forward now and fight to save his own life is truly helping to kill the rest of us.
The essay galvanized the gay community, but Kramer alienated his friends and allies. He took unpopular positions, railing, for example, against sex. He fought the organization he helped create. Kramer's 1985 play, The Normal Heart, is based on his real battle with the gay men's health crisis.
If the board doesn't agree with you, you always threaten to leave. You never listen to us. I cannot work with you anymore.
And you're strangling this organization with your fear and your conservatism. The organization I promised everyone would fight for them isn't fighting at all. It's become gay-est.
The Normal Heart was a hit. Critics praised its polemics and moral courage at a time when AIDS was barely discussed in the mainstream. But Kramer moved more to the extreme. He helped found a new organization, ACT UP.
ACT UP was a direct action, educational, and protest group, primarily.
Longtime gay activist Urvashi Vaid says ACT UP got attention for its in-your-face guerrilla tactics, but back then the group was also committed to serious research.
People active in those research committees ended up being appointed by government officials in the 90s to serve on FDA panels and advisory committees for the National Institute of Health. They were that knowledgeable.
ACT UP garnered national headlines with strategically outrageous tactics, invading church services, outing public figures, and embarrassing targets like Ronald Reagan, Cardinal O'Connor of New York, and New York City Mayor Ed Koch, who castigated Kramer at a 1989 press conference.
It's very hard to deal with Mr. Kramer. No matter what you do, you're going to be attacked and pilloried and smeared and slammed, and no matter what you do.
Kramer eventually fell out with ACT UP, too, and focused on his writing. He believed he was in a unique position to work on an epic book about gay history. The American People, Volume 1, came out in 2015.
Because I was, for whatever reason, put on the front lines of the battlefield when the war started in 1981, and there are not many writers of us who are still alive, and I know where all the bodies are buried, both symbolically and literally.
Larry Kramer alluded to another writer, W.H. Auden, in a signature phrase. He insisted, to friends and enemies alike, we must love one another or die. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.